Chapter 6, so let's go. I'd like to welcome everyone to the December 16th City Council meeting. This is our local building authority meeting. Is that correct, Ken?
Yes, it is.
I'll turn it over to you, Ken.
Thank you, Mayor. We haven't met as a local building authority for a long, long time. We meet when we need to. Currently, in the local building authority, the transactions that we've done most recently were the acquisition of properties around Hatch Park. And that's why this item is coming back to you, because one of those properties is adjacent to I-15, and in the last meeting, we accepted a UDOT offer to purchase a temporary construction easement on a piece of that property next to the freeway. When we went to execute the final documents to close on the property, we realized it's in the name of the local building authority. And so tonight's action is on this agenda, and your meeting as the local building authority to ratify what the city council did in the last meeting. So that's the action. It's pretty simple. I didn't prepare a big presentation for this because we looked at it 2 weeks ago. But this would ratify what the council did and, of course, officially accept UDOT's offer. The mayor already signed the documents because there was a $3,000
incentive.
Early incentive yeah. Signing bonus, and so that's what we did.
So we're putting the cart in front of the horse? We're
well, now
putting it back the right way?
Now we're, at the suggestion of our city attorney, we're ratifying the action the council did so that, as acting as the local building authority, you are the property owner, and so you're authorizing us to enter into this agreement, albeit 2 weeks after the first action.
I have to say that it wasn't clear in that contract how much money is actually being exchanged. I see in here you've got $11,500 plus a $3,000 incentive.
I thought it was $11,500 total.
I've got $11,500 and then I've got a $3,000 number.
$3,000,
and then there's also $6,900. That's, I guess, rolled into the $11,500.
It is. It's part of the $11,500.
And then there was one other that was some other figure, and I thought if we added all of this up, we'd be looking more like at $20,000.
No, it's really $11,500 plus $3,000.
And it's just a temporary construction easement.
It's temporary.
So it's really just rental lease of the land in a way.
That's right.
So that's why the number is so low, I gather.
It is low. Yes.
Okay.
And it's also not very much property. So it's a few hundred square feet is all.
One other thing in there, in the contract, I'm sure that you've reviewed it, but it looked to me like I couldn't see clearly that they would repair things that they damaged.
They will.
Okay.
Yes, they will.
Is it in the contract?
It's in the contract.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. So they're not necessarily going to do the work. They're paying us the value to replace that material. So trees and any damage that they do. And it is in the contract.
Okay. I'll make a motion. I move that the local building authority board of trustees approve resolution LBA 2025-01R ratifying the city council's resolution. Is this the correct motion?
Yes.
Okay, ratifying the City Council's resolution 2025-58R, a resolution approving an agreement with the Utah Department of Transportation for the purchase of a temporary construction easement on city property at 121 West, 150 North, and adjacent to the proposed I-15 reconstruction project.
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Let's start with Ted on a roll call.
Aye.
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 Do I vote?
I don't know.
Yeah, Todd?
You vote.
Aye.
Sorry, I didn't know that.
Okay. We'll adjourn that to the city council meeting. Okay. We don't have to wait till 6:15. Mm-hmm.